The Michigan News Network.
I'm Greg Bellman. Michigan is set to enjoy job growth the next few years, but our aging workforce could slow that down. Researchers at the University of Michigan say by 2026, more than 20% of Michiganders will be 65 and older. New study says that could act as a speed limit for the economy, putting a stop to some job growth. U of M's Dr. Gabriel Ehrlich says it's crucial to train and educate young workers in Michigan, and immigration will be key, too.
Other thing we point to is international immigration into Michigan, and that's historically been a source of growth for Michigan, and it's something that we really count on to keep growing as a state.
Nursing strike continues in Sault Ste. Marie. A federal mediator met with both sides yesterday, but no settlement was reached. The next bargaining session is until May 10th. Nurses at My Michigan Medical Center in the Sioux say they've been working without a contract since December 31st. It's that time of year again. Mosquito and tick season's begun. Beth Ann Hamilton with the Washtenaw County Health Department wants everyone to use bug spray. Watch out for ticks because the diseases they spread could be dangerous.
Lyme can be severe, so in the 10% of people that we had diagnosed with Lyme in 2023, 10% of those people were hospitalized with severe illness, including meningitis and heart issues.
Excitement is building. We're only a week away from the NFL draft. Law enforcement working to keep everyone safe.
While he did not detail their precise deployment plans, Detroit Police Chief James White brought his partners to this latest news briefing. Wayne at Oakland County Sheriff's deputies, Michigan State Police troopers, as well as federal partners like the FBI, ATF, and Homeland Security, all of whom, he says, are ready for next week's NFL draft.
This is a gun-free, weapons-free event. And we will be looking for anyone who's in violation of that.
Over the course of the three-day event, over 300,000 people are expected to descend into Metro Detroit. John Hewitt,
reporting for the Michigan News Network.
I'm Greg Bowman for the Michigan News Network.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never just wanting to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.